Come on.
Oh, yeah, everybody.
Yeah, yeah.
It is the episode.
Yeah, yeah.
69.
Yeah.
Spectacular.
Womanizing. Objectifying. Oh, yeah. Women are objects. Oh, yeah. Men's rights. Men's rights.
Yeah, all
it's
right.
The Entourage, Entourage, baby.
Yo, welcome to the Entourage, Entourage. I'm Kevin.
I'm Demi.
And we're the
Entourage, Entourage, Entourage.
Come on now. You can call me Entourage or Ebert.
And you can call me Entourage E.P. Henson.
Oh, hell yeah, bro.
Folks, we're talking about the 69th episode.
This is a special day.
Very special episode. Now, it's the 69th episode, but it is the 112th episode of our podcast, as we've been doing a lot of live shows, a lot of gabs, a lot of talks with the cast.
A lot of Jeremy Piven entourage gabs.
Yeah. We've been talking with Jeremy Piven. We talked with...
Talking hairlines with Piven.
Yes. Rex Lee about
Him
what
and Joel
it's
McHale,
like to
the
play
same
an
guy.
Assistant.
Mm-hmm.
They do. We talked to that guy. Then we talked to Joel McHale. No involvement with the show.
Sure.
Dude, we talked to Wahlberg. We talked to 50 Cent. We talked to everybody.
Oh, dude, 50 Cent has a hilarious cameo.
He really
in
do.
This episode.
He really do.
Because he's like, oh, okay. Well, I gotta save it for the. Because we got
two guests.
We got two very special guests for today's very special 69th episode spectacular of Entourage. We gotta introduce them right now.
Hit that theme song one more time.
Come on, it bears worth repeating.
Folks, you know these people from the College Humor series. You know these people from Lonely and Horny, their upcoming series.
Or their podcast, If I Were You, with Jake and Amir. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Jake and Amir.
Oh, yeah.
That's like that car turtle gets.
Which one, baby?
Oh, yeah. Oh, man. Jay, Amir, thanks for joining us on the Entourage Entourage today.
We've been fans of the show for a long time. We're very excited to be be a part of the Entourage Entourage.
What got you into the show? What was your first point of connection? And who's your favorite member of the Entourage?
Great question.
A lot of great questions. What do you say, buddy?
I'll say what got me into the show was my boys and my voice.
Mm.
Yeah.
So my voice and my boys
we're tracking
together.
Yep.
And then my favorite character, I mean, I know it's cliche, but Lloyd Boyd.
Oh, man.
I'm a Lloyd Boyd, and my Lloyd Boyd and my boys and my voice all were all Lloyd Boyds, and now
not
I'm
a stereotype at all.
You know what? I was gonna say you were an E man, but
now that
you say it, you're definitely a Lloyd Boyd.
Yeah, we're all E men.
Yeah.
Jake?
That sounds like
I'm just pulling for E to get back together with Sloan.
I know.
It really breaks my heart.
I read your fan fiction all the time, and it's really well written.
Well, that's how I found you guys. I do a lot of deep diving online.
What?
Just searching Entourage hashtags.
What are your handles on the subreddit, by the way?
I'm Entourage. No, wait. You're Entourage Ebert. I'm Entourage E.P. Henson.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
But we chose each other's usernames on the Reddit, so people wouldn't.
We love to get wacky, just like the boys.
That's we're kind of silly, like the guys.
Yeah, like Johnny Drama.
Yeah, that's right. That dude's so funny.
he's
dressing like a mobster all the time. What is up with that?
He's sort of like, bro.
Hey, baby, bro. It's like, oh, dude, he's so funny.
You gotta love him.
He cooks well, too, which is sort of a cool. I think the perfect man has the cooking abilities of Drama. The eyes, body, and personality of Vinny Chase,
right?
And then Lloyd's name,
and then the shoes of my boy Turtle.
Don't get into
sneakers.
That.
The sneakers, sneak game on
with
fleek
a tuxedo. What is he thinking? Oh man,
they were patent leather.
Oh, come on,
that's a classic line. I wish we had the soundboard that they were patent.
I could drop it in later.
That reminds me, you guys can go ahead and get your They Were Patent Leather shirts in the Entourage store.
Yeah, we're so happy we got the merch up on sale. Yeah. We got the Entourage condoms with Demi and my faces on them.
Well, all have holes in them, so you can trick your girl.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, because nothing's better than tricking girls.
And the holes are where our eyes and mouth would be. But yeah, it's like little holes, so your boys can swim. Yeah,
oh, that's really cool. That's
no, it's great. It's terrific.
We're always thinking.
But guys, this is episode 603 of the Entourage, and episode 603 of Entourage. One car, two car, red car, blue car. Now, I didn't get the reference, so I looked this up, and apparently
it's a doctor,
Dr. Seuss.
Yeah, it's Dr. Seuss.
Who that?
So I did you
one
guys
one fish, two fish, red fish, blue fish.
What's that?
That's the Dr. Fish. Dr. Phil. I just want everyone to know we're recording this podcast at 3 a.m. I'm very drunk.
We stayed up watching the episode four times. I don't know what to tell you.
I can't stop watching.
I've been
watching
up for 69 hours, bro.
You couldn't help it. You can't watch just one episode of Entourage.
That's what they say.
You got to watch them all. But the HBO synopsis for this episode is Turtle gets a car. But then, what if Turtle got another car?
Mm-hmm.
Is it really?
Yeah, I'm reading it from HBO.
I got the TV Guide synopsis, which
says, Turtle asks Ari for advice about charting a new career path. Eric may have reason to worry about his client Charlie's new show.
Eric? Who's Eric?
Eve.
Vinny.
Who's Eric?
What is Vinny doing?
You a fake
this?
Fan?
What is Vinny doing this? What's the synopsis for Vinny?
Vinny keeps it real, as always.
Vinny really? Makes Eve.
Johnny stays stuntin'. Sorry, I didn't finish.
Well, Vinny makes he buy a bottle of wine, two bottles at the end.
Yeah, that's a hilarious. Bitch.
There's three bottles at the end of the. Because he buys one, they say it's great, and he says two more bottles.
Well, you forgot in episode 42, they did establish they're all alcoholics, but it's very fun.
Yeah,
it's
a fun
way.
It's silly. They're silly about it.
Yeah.
It's not,
oh my gosh. So who's okay? Ashley. So the episode opens.
Before we get into it, I think we got to do a little segment we call
Pop
Goes
the
Bro Nerd. This is the segment Pop Grows the Broner, where we do a supercut of every time they say bro in an episode.
Okay.
It's in the same way that, you know those Gilmore guys, they do the pop culture thing because the show's about pop culture?
Who?
They're these guys, the Gilmore guys. They're not...
Oh, it's about Gilmore Girls, right?
Yes.
I saw that show one time. I like the blonde rich guy. He's great.
He's cool.
He's the best.
He's real good.
The rest I did not care for.
I don't relate to the other guys.
Yeah.
I relate to that guy. But anyway, in the way that show is about pop culture, the show is about your bros. So I did a supercut of every time they say bro. This
Hell
is
yeah.
Pop Goes the Broner, episode 69.
Bro!
Brother.
Bro?
Brothers. Brother. Bro.
Yep. There we go. That
How
is six instances of it. And that includes some brothers because, you know, sometimes they go with the long word. It's like you say legit or you say legitimate. Well, you choose.
Mm.
Yeah.
Guys, what do you think was like the most... There were so many things that like really hit me, about this episode. And like, I think one of the best things about this show is that it's a show for men. Like, there hasn't been a lot of shows for like a straight white male audience.
I know
audience.
What you're talking about.
Yeah.
Not since like, I feel like Roseanne was the last one that was like catered specifically for straight white men.
Yeah, and then, like, since, boys.
And then when did that get canceled? Like 93.
And then it's like Spin City and Ally McBeal and it's like a scary
this,
world.
This, that, and the other. And then Entourage came out in the scene. What was that? 2005.
Yeah, around
that. So that was 12 years between Roseanne and. I know everyone always makes the parallel between Roseanne and Entourage.
Four.
But it is. It's 12 years. Which is kind of
Doug Allen
deal.
Started as a staff writer on Roseanne.
Oh, really?
He was the guy that pitched this story about. About Roseanne's sister.
Oh, yeah.
Flying around in a room.
Yeah, Jackie.
Yeah.
And he goes, who Jackie? And everyone goes, Jackie. Jackie knew. Jackie dead.
Yeah.
Doug pitched new thing.
Yeah.
And that's when Doug quit. And then he said, you know what? I'm going to write a show for bros. Because
And it probably took him 12 years to develop. Because he probably had like a bro Bible.
Yeah. It's like he always says, you quit a show and then you're 12 years a slave to the system.
I wouldn't say that. You can say that though.
Yeah. Well, that I did. And also Doug.
Thank God you're here for that.
Yeah.
Because otherwise we would have just left it out.
I'm quoting Doug, a white man.
Demi, do you ever watch this show and wish there were more people of color in the Entourage?
Oh, yeah! Sometimes, but honestly,
no.
When I think about it, I'm
That's not fair. Can I mansplain something quick? Because 50 Cent was in this episode.
That's true.
But he had a pivotal role.
Everyone's part of the entourage, my man.
Of course.
Now, before we get into the real talk, because I feel it's getting tense in here.
You totally named him.
Cut it out.
69th episode spectacular of Entourage.
Happy birthday, Turtle.
Happy birthday!
Turtle's turning 30, but not everybody's in the celebrating spirit.
You look like shit.
My mom is mean.
She always was. Remember your 13th birthday? She got your Weight Watchers membership.
Vince surprises Turtle with a brand new car.
It's a $200,000 car.
$240,000, actually.
But things get awkward when Jamie does the same thing.
Oh, no.
Damn, Turtle, you're cleaning up.
Meanwhile, Charlie's pilot goes out for test screen.
I hate him.
I think he sucks.
Means we're going to replace him.
This is bullshit. The world is a cold and heartless place.
But before E can break the news to Charlie, he mysteriously disappears.
E's not there, is he? I'm freaking out over here. Where is he?
Maybe he's just so small that nobody can find him.
Wow. Happy birthday, Turtle. Here we go. Yeah.
Catch this week's fresh episode of Entourage Sunday on HBO.
I liked how long the HBO could promote those shows.
They don't have any rules.
Yeah. I don't understand, because that was the entire episode. I could have just listened to that. That was more substantive than the entire episode.
I don't have to tell you, man. They don't.
Hey,
the
you HBO didn't make no it.
That's, yeah, you yell at me.
I'm not yelling. I'm congratulating you okay. for finding it. For
thank
playing
you. Again,
it.
Thank you to my boy Rex, who works at HBO. He is in the mailroom.
Do you guys think it's weird that at the beginning they scream, oh yeah, instead of bro yeah?
Well, it seems like
I didn't see the movie. Did they do that in the movie too? I feel like that could have been a nice
yeah, they said oh yeah again. They not did not yeah? redeem it. Oh, yeah.
And is it weird that they call it promos instead of bromos? Like, I feel like everything would be that, right? Wouldn't everything, every pro, yo, yo, oh, be a bro, bro, bro?
They really, I mean, it's something we talk about often, but it is the one fault of the show, I believe.
Is that there's not enough bro puns?
Not enough bro puns.
And not enough, like in this episode, there was a few women, but they were not, like, and unfortunately, this is a problem for some HBO shows, because it's not TV, it's HBO.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But on the show, like, they could be completely naked. And, you know, even for the guys, too, they could be totally naked, too. Like, cock and balls and all that stuff.
No.
I mean, it ain't a gay thing, but, you know, like, they could be.
All right, tread lightly. Just keep talking.
Yeah, and
you're
freaking
bro
me
a couple
out.
Times. You're scaring
yeah,
me.
Yeah, none of us are gay. I mean, I know a gay guy.
But I'll kiss any girl.
Yeah.
Or guy.
No, yeah. No, no.
Oh, yeah.
Bro,
no,
yeah.
No. Yeah. I,
yeah. But like none of the women were naked in this episode.
There was they that one close. Girl who was half naked, and was like, honestly, pretty gay for being like, "Can you put pants on?"
Yeah, because he was distracted because he was trying to do work,
and he couldn't. Because
well, but then she was like, "Well, why don't we come upstairs
and fuck?"
And then they fucked off camera, so that redeemed it a little bit for me.
A little bit, but so, like. Who tells a girl to put clothes back on? I want it to fucking dead
See,
arm.
And to me, that's like totally out of character for E.
It is. Because he's a smart man. He's the brain.
And so what's the point of like doing this show? And that's, to me, that's like not the E that we've known up to this point in the show.
It must have been like a weird guest writer or someone who didn't quite get E's character yet.
Yeah.
It was like some sort of dumb April Fool's Day prank. I wonder when that aired.
Yeah, it was probably like a...
July 26th. No excuse.
Oh, man. So close to 420. It was like a week off.
No. Oh, man. 69 and 420? They fucked up.
That's so cool.
Oh, Hitler. But yeah, they didn't do anything with that. I thought
420 Hitler's birthday.
No, I know, but right, it's funny because I'm sure our audiences didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. Well, because, yeah, I mean, that's one thing. You guys have never been on the show before, but most of the audience is, you know, and it's some girls, but like it's mostly guys.
Yeah.
It's Aryan mostly.
It's always real weird when a girl shows up. It's like, ugh.
Oh, yeah. At our live shows, it's just like a sea of dicks.
Oh,
yeah.
I would love to be there with you, bro.
Yeah. Cause we do this thing like at the end. At the end of the show, we like to do this thing where, like, we all, and we're going to do it at the end of this podcast, but, like, we all like to sing along, like, bro, yeah, because we do change it to bro, yeah, right, because we think that's what it should be.
Because we're smart.
But then we do this thing where it's like, all right, everyone, get your dicks up. And then Demi jumps into the crowd and actually crowd surfs on a sea of dicks. Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's great. Cool, dude.
By the beautiful D.
Mm-hmm.
Deep Blue D. But
it's
yeah,
like an art piece.
See, like the E stuff, it didn't. One thing I do appreciate about this show, though, that I think a lot of other shows on HBO got wrong, like The Wire, is the way it handled race. I thought was super
nuanced.
Yeah, and on point. Like, there's this clip, like the 50 Cent cameo.
Yeah, yeah.
Is so good when he's like, "Oh, hang, sorry, bros, hang on." All right, when he's all like,
"Yo, Turtle."
Yo, Curtis, what's up?
What's up, man? See you out here in your daddy's car. Okay. You're right. Don't be somber. Okay. This should look good.
At least you look good.
At least you, because to me, it's like they're not friends, but they still, like, neither of them are racist.
Yeah.
Which I think is so cool that you just don't see a lot on TV. Usually, if black and white guys are talking to each other, they're usually like screaming the N word or
right.
something.
Mm-hmm. It's like, mm-hmm. my name's Denzel and this is Glory.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, no, hey, I didn't want to watch that.
Or it's
I'm
like,
watching old school.
I'm not black, I'm OJ, whatever that
right,
means.
Right, yeah.
I mean, he didn't do it, but...
Loved how he pulled up listening to his own music.
Oh, yeah, 50 was listening... Well, Curtis was listening to 50. I think he was trying to, like... They were, like, portraying this artist as, like, the duality of, okay, right. there's Curtis, and then there's 50 Cent. Mm-hmm.
It's really interesting how they do that.
And that's so cool, because it's one of those things, like, Doug Ellen... I don't even think of him as, like, a showrunner. Like, oh, I'm a TV writer, and I just
right. Do you think
about money.
God is, like, a world runner or something?
No. Exactly.
Like,
exactly.
No, he,
God's an artist, just like Doug.
Created the heavens and the earth.
Is an artist, yeah.
He creates the watch, and he lets the characters go.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He creates the dick and the balls of all these characters.
That's right.
And, like, in that moment, like, if you were a dumbass, you wouldn't even know, oh, 50 Cent's listening to 50 Cent. That's funny as shit.
Right, right.
But that, see, that's so, you got to pay attention.
Or you have to watch it a lot.
Like, yeah, it's such a detailed show.
I saw this episode a lot. Like, an embarrassing amount of
time. How many times did you watch this episode for this podcast?
It's so, like, it's a lot. It's a lot. I've, probably in the last week and a half, I've seen it over 100 times. It's a lot.
Yeah.
Wow.
I watched it 10 times a day.
Oh my gosh.
That's great. So you just got on like a constant loop. It's like a comfort thing for you.
Like 5 hours every single day watching it.
More.
Yeah.
Way more, actually.
This show is
10
like...
10 times a day.
He slows it down.
Why are you
trying to question him?
I was just underplaying it because I wanted to gauge your guys' reaction, but it's probably...
No, the reason I'm asking so much is because I think I might watch it. I might have seen it more.
More than 200. I would say I've seen it. I know I've seen it 211 times.
So realistically, you guys could probably quote it.
Yeah. I'm watching... Yeah. Sure.
Well, and that's what the listener home obviously can't see, but when we play the clips, Jake and Amir are like mouthing it.
Verbatim,
it's like,
right?
It's great.
Like entourage-y-oki. Yeah. They know it so good.
Yeah.
Entourage-y-oki.
Which is so rad.
Yep.
We don't have, we need to give them entourage names. I'm Entourage Ebert. You're Entourage Pienchen.
Okay.
Pienchen.
You can be Ricardo Montabontourage, and you can be
Entourage Mahal.
Entourage Mahal.
Entourage
yes.
Mahal's pretty okay. cool. Yeah, I didn't know if I was going to beat Entourage Mabash Bagash. What do we call him?
Oshkosh Bagash Taraj Taran. No, Ricardo Montalban Taraj. Remember it. You get a tattoo at the end of the show.
Oh, I don't know if I want that.
No, I mean, you signed a contract.
Okay, Turtle. We got to talk about Turtle.
We got to talk about Turtle.
And I'm talking Turtle here.
You know why he's called that, by the way?
What?
Because that's his nickname.
Yeah.
So people are...
And again, that's one of those details that, like, you would not know
exactly
unless you were paying attention. Mm-hmm.
So, like, and yeah, it goes for all the characters. E is the same way.
Yeah, because he's always doing E, and women are always doing E.
I was watching this episode with my girl, and she goes, "Hey, why is this one guy called Vinny? Isn't his name Vincent?" And I said, and you know, we're not together anymore, but
good. Because of that or unrelated?
I mean, it's unrelated. I was cheating on her, but that didn't help.
It sounds like she was going through her own shit.
I mean, you know, ladies. But yeah, no, it's pretty straightforward. I feel like Entourage is a show where you can jump in at any time and you get it.
Yeah.
That's what's so cool about it. And like the vision they paint of Hollywood is like such a, you want to live in the Hollywood that they're showing
mm-hmm.
you. Like
right.
you want to be with Ari, you want to be in that office getting pep talks like Turtles getting them.
That should never really happen. Like one time Ludacris pulled up to me playing Ludacris.
Yeah. What'd you say?
Yeah. It was different because I wasn't in a Ferrari.
What did you say to him? What did he say to you?
He said, "Oh, you drive in your daddy's car." So that was the same. And then I looked kind of bummed.
And then he said, "Why are you so somber?"
And he said, "No, well," he said, "don't be so melancholy. At least you look good." So it was a little different.
It is pretty close, though.
And we were also, I think we were going, it looked like they were going west on Sunset, and I was going south on
You're
La Brea.
Splitting hairs, though.
But the point is, like, Entourage is so reflective of life. Like, that's why people watch the show.
So, you guys are, he's going west on Sunset, and you're going south on La Brea, and across an intersection, he yells at you. Ludacris be crazy. He owning up to that name, I tell you.
Yeah.
Move, bitch. Get out the way.
Get out the way, bitch. Get out the way.
Yeah, so that's what he was playing when he...
Guys, bitch is such a cool word.
Love it.
There was such a funny...
They said right at the beginning. They said...
Yeah. There's such a funny line at the beginning.
Drama says something where drama's mean to like... women and men.
Oh, yeah.
He's... Only a bitch lets a bitch make them insecure anyway.
I'm not letting her make me insecure.
Worse to live by.
Oh, that is your tattoo. I can see
it. Yeah. Right? Oh, man, you got so many tattoos looking like the Joker.
No, oh, man. The Joker, right?
Yeah.
What was that? Oh, I see.
Is that like, Heath Ledger's
yeah,
Joker?
Heath Ledger.
Or Jared Leto's Joker?
You want to see a pencil? Hey.
It's the episode.
Have you seen the movie?
Yeah, once. There was a pencil.
There was, yeah.
Why are you so nice?
I don't even know what the point of that movie existing anymore is after Suicide Squad comes out, though. With Jared Leto as the Joker.
Well, you can't go back and erase a movie.
I wish you could.
I wish we could just see that final cut project and select all, delete,
and then
save.
What? Oh, save.
Yeah.
What about the autosave vault?
Who turns on autosave?
You don't think they have the autosave vault?
Probably not. This is 2008. I don't know what version they were using.
Yeah.
I think they're cutting on 7.
Do you think they could put Jared Leto's face on Heath Ledger in The Dark Knight?
That'd be nice to just sort of erase that from history. I think we all know that Heath Ledger's botched the Joker.
Yeah.
Just an epic fumble.
They could put it on like Brokeback Mountain, A Knight's Tale. Just put Jared Leto.
You know, A Knight's Tale was the movie that was playing during the 9/11 attacks on the airplanes. Who are you guys voting for?
Trump.
Trump. Trump. Trump. Trump.
Trump. Trump. Trump.
I was thinking about being a Bernie bro because I like half of those words, but I decided to do Trump instead.
Yeah, bro got me like really on the.
Yeah. I saw that video of him looking at a bird, but then I was like,
honestly, I went like on birds. Twitter. I was like, whichever Republican candidate has a hotter wife is the man that I want.
Gotta
in the
go
White
Trump.
House.
Yeah. Right.
Actually, that's why I'm going for Hillary.
Whoa,
hottest possible wife. A man.
Oh,
the ultimate bro as the first bro.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, Bill Clinton's going to be the first bro, guys.
Love it.
God. Can you imagine?
It's so cool.
Should be
Wait,
cool
really? A Knight's Tale?
Yeah, A Knight's Tale was playing.
That's sad. That's not a great
How
movie.
How did they know? Was that on one of the calls?
Amir looked it up one time.
Yeah.
You did look it up.
It was the it was the only part that survived one of the black boxes was
Oh, thank God.
The second half of that movie.
Oh, I'm glad something survived.
And that's why Amir watches it every 9/11 to
He pauses this episode of Entourage once a year
to watch the Knight's second Tale. The second half, half of the Knight's Tale.
Yeah. Yeah.
In memory of those fallen. Turtle.
I was gonna say love that Turtle's mom also calls him Turtle.
Turtle's mom is so funny. Okay, I'm gonna play this clip of Turtle's mom. She's funny as shit.
She's
Everyone's
not hot.
Giving me a hard time today, Turtle. I'm the laughing stock of the salon.
Come on, what's the big deal?
Did you see this caption? She's dating him?
He's
in
ugly.
Bold?
Yeah.
Because I look ugly. Good.
No, you don't. You look like shit. Sneakers with a tuxedo?
They're patent leather.
They're ridiculous.
You know, Ma, this is really not a great birthday call.
Well, maybe it's a wake-up call. You're no spring chicken anymore, Turtle. Get it together.
I'm trying.
I know you are. And I love you.
I love you, too.
So good.
Have a happy birthday.
Thanks.
Because you think it's just going to be funny, but then at the end, it hits you like with this heart you didn't even see coming.
Yeah, I was like bawling like a fucking little... Not, I don't want to say bitch, but
yeah, because only a B would
see a bitch to a bitch.
The ending of Invincible, the ending of The Departed, the ending of The Happening, when my dad left, and this. Those are the only 5 times I ever cried in my life.
I'm about to cry right now.
Sounds like you're crying right now.
No, I'm sick.
Hey, Demi. Demi, of course, Demi's joking. We know Demi cries all the time at this show.
I do cry all the time at this show.
It's a long-running gag on the show.
I cried three times in this episode because I also cried when the second Porsche.
Oh, my God. It's happening.
Oh.
Dude.
Look away.
Let it go, dude.
Which one?
Look away. When the second Porsche pulls up and Turtle's like, I can't drive two cars at once. What are you going to do?
It's true, but he can't. I mean,
Turtle's the most tragic character of this show.
Yeah. In a way, like he... And to me, that's the heart and humanity of the show is like, when I see Turtle, I see myself plus right. like 100 pounds.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And a chin strap beard too.
Right. In a different race.
Yeah.
Isn't okay. Turtle white?
Is he white?
Hey, who isn't white, you know?
No, Turtle's black.
I mean, he's black on the inside.
Yeah, that's why nobody can say this cast is all white. I really think Turtle's
black. Is he Hispanic or black?
He is Hispanic. Jerry Ferrara is Hispanic.
As yeah.
We had the gab. We can't keep doing this, man. Okay. Episode 12, we accidentally said Jerry Ferrara was a white man. We keep getting emails about it. We know.
Wait, mm-hmm. is Jerry Ferrara a white man?
No, Jerry Ferrara is Hispanic.
He is.
Yeah.
Okay.
What do you think?
You know, okay. And here's another cool Easter egg. I think that was my man, Jake.
Hey, what's up?
You another
cool Easter egg. Jerry Ferrara.
Holy shit.
Dude,
did
you guys even think about that?
I didn't even know that 50 Cent was playing his own music, actually, to be honest with you guys.
This dude knows nothing about pop culture.
It's like one letter off from Jerry Ferrari.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And I mean...
Also, Jerry Ferrari would be a way cooler name.
Yeah. But you know what?
Or Jera Ferrari.
Jera
Ferrari.
Jera Ferrari. Jello Biafra.
It almost sounds like you're saying Jennifer Garner, but you're having a seizure in the middle. I love
that. It's like you're eating some of the delicious French toast you made, but you're saying Jera Ferrara.
I love that.
Yeah, good job. What's his name?
Oh my God. Ricardo Montabantaraj.
What?
Ricardo Montabantaraj.
Ricardo Montabantaraj.
Yeah, get it together.
I'm going to play my favorite scene in the episode, which is that race car scene. So all the after... You know,
this was the third time I cried. Sorry.
Yeah, because earlier in the show, Turtle's like, "Holy shit, my mom sell this stuff," and Vince says, "Oh wait, I actually clipped it out. It's so good. It's emotional. Listen to this."
She thinks I'm a loser. Turtle, you're in a magazine that's published all across the world. You're not a loser. Now knock it off. Come on.
And he's so right.
Vinny lifts him up.
Right?
He lifts mm-hmm. him up.
And if you're in a magazine that is published across the world, that's your value. That's...
You're not a loser.
Yeah, that's your value. That's your worth.
It's black and white, man.
It's like so when easy. They published that little girl on Time, Malia.
Yeah, Malia yeah. Obama.
She's set for life.
Yeah, they said they named me Malia.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And so Turtle's feeling down. They need to bring him up.
Yeah.
And then this race car scene happens, and it's so good. Oh, my God.
A lot of shows play the race card. Entourage plays the race car. They really do.
Yeah.
They really do. I'm serious about
Ricardo
that.
Ricardo Montabaj.
I'm not even joking. That wasn't even like a joke.
No, I know. They did have a race car. They had four.
No, yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
But then at the end of that, Vince gives him that car.
Yeah. Well, first of all, Vinny wins the race.
Yeah.
Because nobody beats Vinny Chase.
Which is crazy because he just got his driver's license. Yeah.
It's like they say, you can't beat Aquaman on the NASCAR track.
He mm-hmm. is Queens Boulevard.
Yeah.
He is.
Wait, Queens Boulevard. Does that have anything to do with Boulevard of Broken Dreams?
No, it's a different thing. That's different a Boulevard. Song. Yeah, and this is a fake movie.
It's just two things with the word Boulevard in it.
Yeah, like how there's
like streets with the name Boulevard at the end of it.
Yeah, or like Sunset Boulevard, that movie
Santa Monica
that they made
Boulevard.
A street after.
Right.
Yeah.
Sometimes
so
words...
is that the same as Boulevard of Broken Dreams?
No, yeah. Of course not.
No, sometimes words are in different things. Like you got
served.
Like, yes, you got served, and then you got
mail.
You got mail. Two different movies.
Well, that's two different words, too.
No,
but you,
you got... I see, yeah.
Right. Yeah, you know how...
Sorry, what are we explaining to you?
You guys are coagulating me like crazy right now.
Okay.
Call back.
Oh, guys, okay. I mean, for the listener...
Play it.
Oh, it's so...
Well, I'm on a hit series now. Test screenings are long behind me, so sorry if I can't coagulate with you.
I don't think you're using that word properly, Johnny.
Collaborate.
Yeah.
Collaborate?
But here's the deal.
Really, you couldn't collaborate with him on it either.
I can't really...
relate to you.
Yes.
But coagulate, such a far word from that.
That's the joke, man. Okay. 12 people in the writer's room.
What
that
does coagulate mean?
It's when something that is not solid turns into a solid.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Here's the funny thing. Later, they make that joke very subtly when he realizes that they got the same car. He comes down the stairs and said, we should have coagulated.
Oh, right. Yeah.
So it's sort of an inside joke that confuses Jamie Lynn Sigler because she wasn't there at the inception.
Well, because they need to, just to like explain this as a man for a second, like that's called a callback. It's what's called a callback where it's like you do something and then you call back to it.
Hey, if I wanted to deal with callbacks, I'd probably still be with my girl. Am I right?
Man. Oh, he's crying again. Wait.
Yeah, I miss her.
Are you okay?
Nah, I miss her a lot.
Taraji P. Henson. Entourage P. Henson.
She was my light.
Why did you cheat on her?
To be clear, Demi used to date Taraji P. Henson.
I did.
That's why he chose that name.
Yeah.
In memory of
still
her.
Still hurts a little.
Yeah.
Drama wants to pray and everyone's getting in his grill about it.
Well, that ends pretty quickly, doesn't it?
Because it's like dudes touching each other.
Yeah. Oh, that's true.
Yeah, so it's gross. Like, why would you? Believe what you want to believe. It's a free country. But, like, it's like, are you going to? It's like giving each other a hand job.
That's what
with
I
your
even
hands.
Later when Johnny just sort of like messes with Turtle by slapping him in the back of the head, which I thought was like pretty cool because it was violent. Like, he still touched another guy.
That's true.
So it's sort of. It sort of pissed me off.
And you can't touch hands. Hands are the dicks of the arms.
So it's time for our segment, Is This Homo?
Mm.
I think so.
You mean, is this bromo?
Right. Well, no, because that sounds like promo.
Okay. So how do we rate? Do you think slapping the guy is homo?
Yes.
Mm.
Definitely.
No.
Yes. Yes, from Amir.
I'm so on the fence. I want to hear what everybody has to say.
I say maybe, but I don't know.
That's me, dude. I don't know either. I'm so I'm pissed, but I don't know why.
Right. It just like creates an anger in me.
Yeah.
But I'm so not. That's gay. I don't know how to identify.
Of course, that's gay. If you're angry.
No, but I get angry about good stuff sometimes too.
Like when the Steelers win.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Are you a Steelers fan?
No.
See, so it's not.
Am I a Steelers fan? Good. Man, boy, if you don't. All right,
so that's been our segment, Is This Homo?
Yeah. Do you guys think Ashley was right to criticize the test pilot?
No.
Nah.
He didn't ask for it.
He didn't ask for it.
But then he did. So it depends on when we're talking about.
But this is all predicated on the notion that women know how to be funny. And I feel like that
right.
actually...
Which, I mean, listen. I mean, there was Lucille Ball. So, yeah, I guess women are we...
That's one.
But that, a guy wrote her lines.
Yeah. Okay, there's Ricky
Ricardo. Remember his, like, Lucy, you got some explaining to do.
That's what the funny
like,
part
was. Like, that was the funny
that's
shit.
That's when
I fucking shoved bonbons in my twat. That's not fucking funny.
You shouldn't say that word, man. Bonbons?
What? What were they? Little chocolate... Weren't they?
No, they were veggie meat of vitamins, I believe, is what it was.
No, bro. That was a
different
totally
thing?
Different episode.
I don't know. I can't keep it straight.
Didn't make it funny with, like, the fucking bobbling shit. It was like, Ricardo.
Do you think it's weird that Lucy and Ethel never kissed?
That's the old... That,
I think it's
that
so
was why
up.
I watched the show.
I think it's
I
so
something.
Fucked up. She says, I love Lucy. And I'm thinking, who loves Lucy? Is it Ethel?
Yeah.
I hope so. I certainly didn't love Lucy. You know what I thought was a nice touch? Is the drama... wants to buy a Ferrari because that's very drama, you know.
Yeah.
When his boy's got a car, he wants the car too.
Well, Turtle has two.
Yeah, respect the name.
Well, no, he has a Porsche and a Ferrari.
Yes, different cars.
Pay the price.
Right.
And full disclosure, Amir is friends with Jared Ferrari, so that's why
he's friends with America Ferrara.
Oh, is that true?
I'm friends with both of them.
Oh,
that's rad.
The whole
man.
Ferrara family.
Really cool.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
Thanks, man.
Are they related?
I don't know.
They are, but not. The last name is a coincidence.
You can tweet at us if they are related.
At the Entourage Entourage.
Yes, Entourage Entourage.
Yeah.
And we'll see you on cyberspace.
Yeah.
That's the end of the episode.
No. Oh my gosh, there's so much good stuff. We didn't even talk. I mean, speaking of race relations, which again, this show is just like, there's some shows that don't get it. Like The Peele versus OJ Simpson, I feel like really drops the ball.
Right. Me
Blackish.
Too.
And this show. Like, because it's like...
The show's like Selma for TV. Well,
yeah, it's like Selma for TV. Yeah, it's so good. Because like,
you have Lloyd, and he's either... He's not white.
He's not white, which is so cool.
And then there's America Ferrara, like you were saying, or Jerry Ferrari. Jerry. He's, we said he was black, right?
Mm-hmm. Hispanic.
Okay.
But then he's managing that guy. And then Ari.
Another guys, black guy.
Yeah.
That was Bow Wow, Lil Bow Wow.
That's true. He sucks at his job.
Is that the last time? Is that the last? I haven't seen the next episode yet. Is that the last time he's on the show?
No spoilers.
We don't want to spoil it.
Yeah,
because
Kevin
fans.
Hasn't seen it, and I've seen every episode. Yeah. All right.
That's fine.
This is the only episode I've ever seen, by the way.
I was going to say, you said you watched this one a lot.
Yeah.
I mean, that's cool.
Why didn't you watch the...
I didn't know it was a fucking show, man.
I thought it was a short film.
I thought it was a fucking movie, dude.
There is an Entourage movie.
What?
There is an Entourage all movie. Right,
man. You like this episode, you want to see it 2.5 times, you go watch the movie.
How dude, many are there?
You know what just else one. Is it? That reminds
for
me.
Now.
Do you guys remember the ending of 2.5 Men?
Yeah.
Yes.
That was so funny.
Mm-hmm.
Because they killed Charlie Sheen.
It was all a dream, right?
That's great.
Yeah. It was all a Sheen. Yeah.
I used to read Word Up Magadrine. Yeah.
There you go. Yeah.
I read that.
Oh, man. And so, okay. So then E, like his Piven's like, oh, he gives him such good advice. I actually clipped this out because it's so good.
Yeah.
And it's pretty funny. So he's talking about like, oh, here's how you spin it. Here's how you tell them. Because they want to drop that. They want to drop Lil Bow Wow. And he's like, no, don't let him. And he says this.
I would make a scene of biblical proportions. I would lie, scream, beg, borrow, and steal. And if that somehow didn't part Amy Miller's legs, then I would call racism.
Great line.
And yeah. I would yell for all to hear, you're really going to fire my poor black client off the show he created? I'm calling the NAACP, the Reverend Al Sharpton, and the ghost of my man, Malcolm X.
My man, love it.
I just like how like white culture appropriates black culture in that moment.
I wish he did like a rap.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It was two white guys talking about how to get the black guy a job by yelling about race. Yeah. And then he also snuck in a little bit of like, oh, this girl's got to part her legs.
Yeah.
Which I really appreciated.
And of course, the girl in question. Wait, what did you think about that?
I was very worried because there are four women in this episode and they do not ever talk to each other. Good, because they conspire. But
yeah,
also,
it passes the Entourage test.
The Beck dude test,
the
I
Beck
call it.
The Beck dude test,
yeah. But basically, I was worried because every other lady, they talk about how it's like, you know, they can do sex with them and stuff. But I was like, are they going to get through the episode without talking about Amy sexually? She's a business lady.
Yeah, and spoiler alert, they don't.
Thank God.
And of course, Amy.
Came in under the wire there.
Amy is played by Janet Varney, of course.
Is that Jim Varney's daughter?
Yeah.
Wish she was. Maybe she'd be funny then.
Yeah. Ernest goes to Hollywood, am I right?
Yeah. It has a daughter.
R.I.P.
They have Pop-Tarts at their breakfast.
Oh, dude. The Entourage loves Pop-Tarts. That's kind of like one of the trademark things of the show. Yeah.
Is it like product placement or they just love that shit?
We don't know, but I'm leaning towards they just love that shit. They don't need the money. It's Entourage.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
They're rich.
They have money.
Yeah. You seen the house?
But the all right.
This show is about the glory of
what
money.
What don't you get?
Because we were talking about the we're talking about the show making.
We're not talking about a show. We're talking about Vinny and Ari. What do you mean a show? We're talking about Vinny.
See, if you watch the other episodes.
Is it all explained?
See, and this is why.
Episode one.
It's hard. We can't really have first time guests on the show anymore, do
we? I think this is going to be the. No offense to you guys. You're doing great. But
thank
it's
you.
Just
thank
like you. A. It's sort of a thing. We
and then our fans get mad because they're like, they didn't even know about the Pop-Tarts. And then we get flagged for it. And.
We had Gloria Steinem on our 44th episode in a live show in Santa Clarita.
And she'd only seen like half the episode.
Yes, and she kept going on about how important it was for women to stand up against stuff like this. And I was like, who are you talking to?
Yeah, like know yourself, know your worth.
That's right.
Yeah.
My actions speak louder than my words. That's Drake. He's my boy.
Oh, man. And so then E busts into Amy's office. He's like... I clipped it out. I can't lie. Okay, here we go. It's so good.
Charlie Williams is this network's next superstar.
Do you really believe that?
Yeah, I do.
Awesome.
Yeah. Well, I'm sorry. We don't. There is no way that Charlie Williams is going to be acting in this show.
Well, then maybe you're a racist.
Pull that card.
Do you think he really believes that? In that, like, the actor made the decision.
Well, and that's what's so cool about the show is, like, he could have meant it, but he could have just as well not meant it.
He has, in the history of the show, never said something he doesn't mean. He believes it. Word to power. I got a quote from Adrien Grenier.
Oh yeah, here we go.
That he said in the behind the scenes for this episode on HBO. He said, "Everything we do in this show is as real as possible."
That's so, a cool. That's you got that quote from Grenier.
Yeah.
Who's Grenier? Oh like, my what God. Is this shit? Do you mean is that like some nickname you have for Vinny?
No, it's Grenier. Okay, it's Vincent Chase, aka Grenier the Grenade.
Yeah.
Where'd you get that quote? Do you have like a
you
calendar?
Really should watch the behind the scenes for this show. They talk a lot about
it's
other
so
things
good.
You can call
it's
people.
It's so good.
Yeah. It's real
oh
good.
Oh my gosh.
But yeah, he says everything we do is as real as possible. And of course it is.
And that's
documentaries
true.
Don't lie.
And like I've never worked in Hollywood. We're recording this here in my basement in North Carolina.
That's right.
But I imagine...
Thank you for having us, by the way.
You're so... thanks for making the flight.
Yeah, oh, thanks for paying for your own flight.
Amazing.
Really appreciate it.
Gloria Steinem's speaking fee was too big. We couldn't keep spending.
Yeah. The 6-hour bus ride to Asheville was a little rocky, but I'm glad we made it here on time.
Well, I mean, you know...
You're welcome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We splurge for the Greyhound. Sometimes we tell people to Uber.
You're from Hollywood. I'm surprised you didn't Uber the whole way here.
Yeah, right? They love that shit.
But then we get to the heart of the episode. The thing, like the crux. Because we talked about Turtle, and I said he's the heart of the episode, but that was bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
Really, the heart of the episode is this conversation that Ari has with E after he calls that woman he objectified sexually in a professional sense.
Yeah. Amy?
Yeah, Amy. What? It doesn't matter. After, like, he calls her racist. And then he has this... He talks with Ari on the phone. And then Ari says this.
Listen, E. I'm proud of you.
Thanks, Ari.
Later.
I mean, what more can you say?
Oh, sorry. I blacked out. I thought that was my dad for a second. And then I was like, no. Ryan.
Yeah, waterworks.
Couldn't be my dad. Because he doesn't say... He's never said that. He left. Super rude... of E to take a phone call in someone's office and leave. You stay and talk on that phone.
Wait, what?
Just a stray observation. What's happening with that clip?
Wait, no.
He takes the phone. They call. He gets a call and he's in the office.
He's in a meeting with Ari.
Yes. And he gets up and he leaves.
He said, this is the studio. I have to take this.
Yeah. If it's the studio, you sit in the room and you loudly name every famous person they talk about.
Oh, I see. It's hard because you know this show so much better than I do. So it's
I'm a super fan.
Right. And I kind of hate every character.
Whoa.
Every character?
What the fuck is that?
I mean, not really. But like, I mean, I get it.
Wait a minute. So
I love Turtle. I love
Turtle. I love Turtle. I hate a couple characters too, but I love Turtle.
I'm gonna name a character, and all of you guys go like love him or hate him. All
right.
All right. Turtle.
Love
Turtle.
Love.
Drama.
Hate him or love him. What do you guys think?
Jake's easily swayed.
Amir.
I love drama.
Yeah.
Not the character.
Yeah, but what about the character?
Yeah, I hate the character. He's too comedic.
All right, Vinny.
You can't. Can't not feel a certain way about Vinny.
What do you think?
I feel strongly.
In which direction?
What do you say?
I think he's fine.
No, you gotta have an opinion, dude. You're trying to
weasel your way out of this one, Amir?
Can't weasel your way out of this
one. I'm Luke cold on Vinny.
Really? You're just Luke middle cold. Of the road.
Yeah, a little bit.
What do y'all think?
I like him.
Love him.
Me too. Best there ever was or will be.
All right.
Oh, yeah, who's
the other? E.
Oh.
Hate that dude. I hate that there's not more of more him.
Right, I was going to say I hate that.
Hate him. Hate the writers for not writing more.
Yeah, that's the thing.
That's what I think.
I love Kevin Connolly.
Yeah. No, I don't like him.
Oh, me either.
Dude, Unhappily Ever After?
Yeah.
You guys watch that show?
Oh, him and
his sister on that show is
funniest
smoking
shit.
Hot
it was a smoke
dude.
Show.
It was. She was even better on that show, Nikki, on the WB. And then I don't know if you guys watch Las Vegas on NBC.
Oh, Josh Duhamel. Yeah, sorry. I just call it Vegas.
Oh, it might have been just called Vegas. Anyway,
no, it was called Las Vegas.
Give us another character. Give us another character.
Ari.
Huh?
What does that? What does that mean?
It's my passion for him.
Okay.
In which direction?
Positive or negative?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I am positive that you guys are going to feel the exact same way that I do.
Yeah.
I love him.
You love him?
Yeah.
I don't think I've seen enough of him to decide.
Really?
Yeah.
We're only in season 6.
Right.
I want to wait it out a little bit more too.
What are you talking? You guys have seen almost 70 episodes, and he's the star.
Look, I'm just
who.
Wait, you think Ari's the starry?
Ari's the starry?
Ari's the star. Nah.
But does he drive a Ferrari?
Yeah.
Hey, Dr. Seuss, guys.
No. Ari's the star, but he drive a Ferrari. He coming Harikari. I wish he wouldn't.
That was really good.
Yeah.
That was cool.
Yeezy taught me. Here's the deal, though. You think Ari's the star?
I think so.
Do you watch Breaking Bad and you're like, oh, it's Walt?
Yes.
What? It's called Breaking Bad.
The bad is the star.
Yes.
Well,
it's not
this
called
show. The Entourage is the star. They're all the star. They're all the star.
And
Johnny
Los Angeles
drama.
Is a character.
Okay. Yes. Oh, we didn't even talk about that. In this show, Los Angeles is like another character in
the
show.
Where are you talking about, Los Angeles, or are you talking about E?
Oh my God, we're talking about Los Angeles. Who is what?
Who's Los Angeles in this?
Los Angeles is the city that they live in. It's so vibrant. It's like another character, always changing. It has its own motivations. It has its loves and hates.
I live in,
the city episode
of
episode.
Angels.
Yeah.
Lonely as I am.
It's not a rap.
Someone's and it's a lonely view. Yeah.
It's pretty good.
Really nice.
Thank you.
Kermit the Frog.
It's Ketus.
Who's Ketus?
I'm going to shit in your head.
Oh.
Inside it?
Yes. I will find a
word. Not on it, dude.
You don't know who Ketus is? Anthony Ketus.
I mean, is it...
Ketus, Flea, Chad Smith, Frusciante on occasion in the old good days, the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Oh, the guys that ruined Bruno Mars' Super Bowl appearance?
I swear to God, dude.
That was Coldplay.
Yes. Kevin.
No, Coldplay is our favorite band.
It's your favorite band. I'm a Pepperman for life, dude.
They're not called Peppermen.
Yes, we are. You've seen my back, Ted. You know that I got the asterisk back there.
I know, and you keep threatening to start the Peppermint Boys.
Yes.
Peppermint.
Kevin, I know we're 69 episodes into this, but if you can't like the Peppermint, I can't continue.
Okay, I like the Peppermint. Let's keep going.
Okay. Well, I feel like that was pretty non-committal, but it'll do for now.
All right, let's just keep going. Do you have another clip?
Yeah, I do. Can I get the audio thing real quick?
Yeah, hang on.
Yeah, thank you so much.
We're pretty good at tossing that now.
Yeah, that's a nice catch.
Well, we've done it 112 times.
Yeah, you can check this on the video podcast. It'll have the footage.
This is my favorite clip from the episode.
Okay, here we go.
That was
and
it?
That says it all.
Yeah.
I feel like.
It's my favorite clip from every episode, honestly.
When did that happen in this show? Was
it's
that
in the credits.
Oh, that was a song.
It was really early on.
Do you skip it every time?
Well, every time is 100 times.
I honestly have always caught it like towards the end of it.
You've seen this episode hundreds and hundreds of times,
but I always like never ever started seen like credit. Minute 19.
You what started at minute 19. That's
How did
almost
I miss
over.
The part,
it's only
you
25
the part
minutes.
Where E wakes up in a bed with this girl, and then he goes downstairs and she's seeing the TV, and she says, "I think it sucks."
Why won't she leave?
Yeah. I don't know.
That really bugged me in the episode.
It was very frustrating.
Why would she not like? Honestly, do you guys have it? I was baffled by it.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't she leave?
She stayed until 3 p.m. His bed was really comfortable. I'm surprised that he left without saying anything, like, you know.
Like, leave.
He didn't know she was. Yeah, I don't know.
Go away. I'm done. Mm-hmm. And that's the one thing of the episode I thought was totally flawed. Because that isn't, like, real life at all.
No.
Right.
What would happen in real life? Let's say you get home and your girl's still there.
You burn the house down.
Bye.
What's that?
See ya. Thanks.
But then he got some afternoon delight, and that really turned me on.
I guess.
I actually almost rubbed one out, but
that's
it turned
disgusting.
They cut away to a different scene.
You
so by
never...
the time you're at half chub, you're seeing like Turtle fucking sign up for UCLA classes.
I don't want to hear any more of that talk from you two. We never jerk off during Entourage. You pause, you go, you come back, you respect the art.
Come back.
If I wanted to come back, I hope my girl comes back.
Don't call it a comeback.
She's gone for years, rocking my peers, putting suckers in fear, making the tears rain down like a monsoon. Listen to the bass go boom, explosion, overpowering. Under the competition, I'm towering. I don't remember the rest of the words. Let me Google it real quick.
The rest of the words.
You guys keep talking.
All right.
I mean, To me, the heart of the episode is Amy.
You keep saying the heart of the episode is something else. There's only one heart. What's the
not
heart?
Not in this, dude.
Oh,
it's like, this is like a... You ever seen that show, Doctor Who?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's got two hearts.
Uh-huh.
That's the show.
Horton Hears a Who. Dr. Seuss, guys.
Who that?
One car, blue car, two car,
screw car. Oh, right, right, right. From earlier, yeah.
Yeah.
So what do you think is the heart of the episode?
Amy.
Amy. Or no, what? Ashley.
Ashley.
Ashley. I'm sorry. I meant to say Ashley, mm-hmm. not Amy.
She's the inciting incident. I went to a semester of film school. Turtle has a new business.
You know who else is going to a semester?
Turtle. You know they call him Turtle because he's 150 years old.
No.
Yeah.
No, they call him Turtle because it's his nickname.
Right, but he got the nickname because he's 150 years old.
What do you mean he got his nickname because? You don't get your nickname.
Well, you know how,
that's the one thing that happens with a nickname. You get it.
You have it.
You don't have one with it. That's your name.
Well, sorry, I'll be more grammatically correct. He have his nickname because he 150 years old.
Oh, that makes
sense. He's 150 years old.
Who, Jackie?
Who, Turtle?
But he's going to college, which, like...
It's about
time. Both of the... what did you call it? The determining factor?
Inciting incidents.
They were both from they were both from guest stars.
Yeah. Real weird.
50 Cent, mm-hmm. who said to E, you're riding in your dad's car.
Not a Turtle.
Sorry, yeah, to Turtle. I get them confused because they're both my favorite. And then this girl who told E that his client wasn't funny.
Yeah. Ashley? Why wouldn't she leave?
I know.
I bet she's homeless.
She's probably going to go.
That's the only... She's homeless. She's a hobo lady.
Hey, do you have predictions for the next episode?
Yeah, I got some predictions.
Ashley's still there.
Yeah, she's probably still lounging around.
Yeah, for sure.
And I bet we see Turtle do some awesome-ass...
Wait, hold up. You know we have a soundtrack every time that we do a prediction.
Okay, here we go.
No, go ahead, start with the prediction. I'll just play it.
Okay, I think Turtle's going to go to school, but then he sees someone in his class that...
Keep going.
What is this shit?
It's Kevin's favorite band.
Yeah.
Wait, I'm sorry. This is the wrong... I'm so embarrassed right now. I'm so embarrassed. Sorry, go with the prediction.
Okay, so he's going to see some, girl... in one of his classes, and then they're gonna study together, but then they're gonna flirt, and then he's gonna be like, do I go with that girl or car girl?
Which one?
Jamie Lynn Sigler, the new girl.
Yeah, or is it new girl?
Not Zooey Deschanel. I just mean like the new girl from the school.
Oh, yeah. Jamie Lynn Sigler or new girl. And he got to choose. And so I think that's what's gonna happen. And that's my prediction. Do you guys have predictions? You've never seen it before. What do you think is going to happen?
You can't spell turtle without E. Right?
Oh, shit.
Right at the end. Yeah.
So I think they're going to become the same person.
What?
Whoa.
Wow.
Like in The Fly, like they step into a machine. And then.
Like in The Fly.
Yeah.
Okay, so Turtle's going to be... Okay.
Turtle and E become one.
Mm-hmm. Jake, predictions. The emphasis on the dick. Right?
Always.
Because you know Vinny's going to give it to somebody. Yeah. And I'm curious if it's the new Turtle E sort of like coagulation of a man.
Yeah, I think that might kiss.
Yeah.
Who?
Turtle E and Vinny.
Oh, you think Turtle E will become one human and he'll kiss Vinny?
I totally think so.
Nice. Turtle E and Vinny. And then maybe drama dies. That'd be cool.
That'd be drama.
It'd be drama.
Yeah. Oh, man. Well, should we rate the episode?
We got to talk about Turtle's new business venture that makes him go into business.
Yeah. Do we ever find out what that is?
Dude.
Does he say what it is?
Yeah. It's called Limhose, remember?
Oh, yeah. It's like Uber, but for cars.
Yes. Basically, the idea is, you get a cab and it's gross, but you get a limho and it's a hot girl driving. It's a hot girl driving every time.
That's his business idea?
Wait, I think that he said it briefly to that gross dude, right?
Yeah, that's his brother.
That's his brother?
When did that happen?
It was
a phone conversation.
I want to say about minute 16.
Yeah.
No, it's at 1740.
Right. I should have asked you. You're the expert.
Yeah.
I feel rude. Turtle's relationship with Jamie Lee
Lynn Curtis.
Liss, JLS is a mirror of Ferrara's real life relationship with JLS. Because did you know that they were in a relationship at the time of this episode?
Is that true?
That is no joke zone. That is true.
Oh no, yeah, the no joke den.
No That's joke den.
Yeah, wait, yeah. Turtle was in a relationship with America.
Jerry Ferrara was in a relationship.
Jerry Ferrara. Who is Jerry Ferrara?
The guy that
there's Turtle.
Right, sorry. Turtle is in a relationship with Jamie Lynn Sigler, and then they recreated the relationship for this documentary.
For what? Oh, for the documentary.
Yeah. And as a correction to a previous episode, JLS stands for Jamie Lynn Sigler and not Julia Louis-Dreyfus. I'm sorry about that.
That was confusing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was very confusing.
Yeah. Well, I guess it's time for some Twitter Q&A.
We should record this.
Sorry, what?
We should record this.
We always just have fun and talk about Entourage. We should make a show about it.
I mean, we're already talking into mics. You should have hit record.
Maybe one of these times.
No, I don't think so. I think the joy is the process.
All right, Twitter Q&A.
Yeah.
Entourage 22 says, fuck, marry, kill, Ferrari, Porsche, that one car that E drives as he's coming to work.
Fuck the car that E drives.
Ferrara? Jerry Ferrara? Is he part of it?
No, Ferrari.
Yeah, Jerry Ferrari.
Okay, no, Ferrari.
Oh, okay.
Marie the Ferrari.
You have to fuck the Ferrari.
Where?
It's what? A tryst. Ferrari is a tryst car.
Tryst?
Is there a tryst ending to this episode?
No.
The Porsche is a cherry. That's something you want in the garage. That's something you want to pop.
Hey, what do you call it when Ellen DeGeneres' wife uses the bathroom? It's a Porsche potty.
Porsche potty.
That was a good one. I'm also going to fuck the Ferrari. And I'll kill the Porsche and marry.
Jerry Ferrari?
Yes.
Kill the Porsche.
I have to kill the Porsche.
How?
He had a really good car. I'm going to marry that. It's a stable car. Wow. How do you kill the Porsche? Remove the gas, all right, probably.
Next question.
Yeah, next question is from Turtle2. That's all of his username. And he
great
says.
Great Twitter handle.
Right?
And that's rad that they got it that early, too.
I mean, it seems like an early adopter before even Entourage started. I don't know how they got that. But basically, they ask, do you think 50 Cent had input on the script? Because his lines seem like he wrote them.
Don't be somber. I think he ad-libbed that.
Yeah. I would believe so.
I'm going to say no. I think Doug Allen, if there's one thing I know, like the language comes first and foremost for Doug. And he's actually kind of, you know, he's pretty tough on the actors about, like, everything has to be word perfect. So I don't think 50 Cent would go off script.
Right.
I say no.
Wow. At Adam Baldwin says, why did they fire Bow Wow? I thought it was the best part of the pilot.
Wait, who said that?
At Adam
see
Baldwin.
The whole pilot?
At Adam what? Baldwin?
Adam Baldwin.
Where can I get my hands on the pilot? Because I only saw little clips.
Right. It seemed like he was the best part in those clips.
But
I
in
presume
the clips,
what Adam
it was like him and a parrot, and that was it.
I mean, I don't look. Adam's saying what we're all thinking.
What bugged me in the episodes, we never got to see enough of that to make the decision for ourselves whether he sucked or not. So I got to go off of what Ashley's
saying. It sounds like
saying.
What bugged you the most was that Ashley.
She wouldn't live. Like, honestly. I can't. Anyway,
Bow Wow's thing was the one thing that mattered in this episode.
Yeah,
like
and I would say it's like the heart of the episode.
It was the heart of the episode, and then but then it's also sort of it's tough because Turtle's sad because he got two cars, and what's the other one?
Johnny.
Well,
drama.
Yeah, Vinny had a good year. I think that was his storyline.
Hey, good year.
One.
Tires.
Yeah.
Cars.
Yeah. Vinny's buying cars.
Of course he had a good year. He played Aquaman. He played Enzo Ferrari.
Isn't it bullshit that Vinny is in Aquaman in the upcoming movie? Like, I loved everything about Batman versus Superman, except the fact that they got that Khal Drogo guy is Aquaman.
Not okay.
Like,
not
okay. It's like not even respecting the continuity of the Entourage verse. And to me, that was kind of like a slap.
Is Entourage canon?
Yeah.
Nick Cannon.
It's Nick Cannon.
It is Nick Cannon?
It is, in fact, Nick Cannon.
That was amazing.
Yeah, I didn't like that either. And now it's...
And that movie was rad otherwise.
Batman v Superman?
Yeah.
I mean, we both saw it twice.
Yeah. Like how they killed everyone and...
Fresh Tomato?
Oh, so fresh. Two fresh tomatoes, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Oh, so good.
Like balls.
Oh, yeah. Like two nuts.
Yeah. All right. Well, now two red two nuts.
Plump, juicy red nuts.
Yeah.
Just fucking smooth like a tomato. Just plump little... smooth little juicy red nuts is what I meant to say.
You said it.
I didn't already say it, right?
Yeah.
Plump little...
You said it.
Red little plump nuts. Juicy, too.
Quit it.
Juicy little plump red nuts.
You're scaring me.
That's
man.
A good vocal warm up.
Like juicy little plump red nuts?
Juicy you know? Little plump red nuts. Juicy little plump red nuts.
Juicy little plump red nuts.
Juicy little plump red nuts.
Juicy little plump red nuts.
It's like
juicy
if you squeeze your scrotum and you got the two little plump red
oh
nuts
God.
At the other end like a fucking water balloon. It's so taut. And then you twist it like you're making a fucking balloon animal.
Just waiting for that.
No.
Two little plump nuts. Red too and juicy.
I think this could go forever.
I think it could go on a long time too. All right, it's time for us to go back into the time machine.
Yeah.
This is, of course, when we go back in time and we check AV Club reviews to see what people were saying about Entourage.
Hell yeah.
When it did not air, years after it aired, and when the AV Club reviewed it for segment I like to call AV Club. This is You Drive Me AV Club.
Yeah.
Where we go back in time to AV Club. And
so good.
I already did this part. All right. Jamar says, first two episodes of the season all focused on relationships. At least this one injected a little bit of LA back into it. The season's gradually getting better. IMO. First episode, kind of pointless in retrospect. What did it really add that the second one didn't accomplish? That is not, that has nothing to do with this one, and you haven't seen it. But
so,
what
right.
You two-
Again, I didn't know that. I thought this was it.
Yeah,
in terms of Entourage,
you should go back and watch the other ones.
It's interesting that he felt like the first two episodes were sort of pointless because this one, in terms of being point, like it, this was so crucial. Mm-hmm. This is a can't miss episode.
I agree.
So
I would say this
go,
episode is like the heart of the series.
Yeah,
I think so.
And what was the heart of this episode?
I mean, like I said before, I think
the like the. Ashley, that she wouldn't leave?
No, that's not. No, was, like I said before, I think Vince is the heart of the episode because he's why the guys are together in the first place.
Yeah, he's
place.
The glue.
Oh, yeah.
I can't believe you thought Queens Boulevard was Boulevard of Broken Dreams. That still stays with me. What a stupid question.
Dude, no.
Yo, you're being real mean to your bro right now.
Nah, I can't believe that. That was
That's
such
fair.
A weird moment.
I agree.
That was a weird moment. And then you said, you waxed poetic saying two plump red tomato balls for that what was, seemed like an eternity.
That was a while.
Was a while. That's something we do on this show.
Yeah, I like it.
It's like it's been a while.
No, I have Stained. No, we get it. Yeah, we love Stained.
It's been a while. Isn't that funny?
Since you started.
Yeah.
Cheap Cynicism says Alex Zena, who is the woman who plays
who cares.
Okay, she wouldn't leave the house. I don't know what to think about that girl with some camera angles.
He agrees.
Yeah, he says with some camera angles she looks gorgeous and with others she looks hideous. It confuses and enrages me. I agree. Angles are a trick.
Yeah. And oftentimes when I stare at women too long and I find them attractive or unattractive, I'll get very, very angry, mm-hmm. just like this man. Women that confuse me make me angry and mad and fearful.
You ever see a woman from the side and you're just like, no, you're just mad?
Guys, can we talk about Hillary Clinton?
Sure.
She should be in jail for what she did.
Yeah, Benghazi.
No, I'm talking about shoplifting.
Oh,
she shoplifted.
She stole a fucking
a jacket
purse.
From
Holy
Macy's.
Shit.
I meant her Broad City cameo. I thought it was a bit pandering and not subversive enough to capture my attention.
It truly was.
I mean,
yeah.
Yeah, that's why I said that.
Yeah. Like, I don't feel like Abby and Alana would have actually been like, oh, it's... they would be for Bernie. I think it's like an Amy Poehler thing.
Mm.
All right, Nuke the Whales again says, I have to say I really like this episode. The whole Ari guiding both Eric and Turtle into adulthood was really interesting. Hopefully this will lead to something and not just more spinning of wheels. I almost thought Ari was going to offer E a job as well. Wouldn't that have been crazy?
Yeah, and it was cool. Like, guiding them into the adulthood, like... That scene, because you see a little bit of it afterwards where it's like, oh, I'm proud of you. And then he has that scene with his son. And like, that's the parallel, right? Like, Ari's son is like Turtle.
That was
like
also a little too guy on guy for me.
Ari and his son.
Wasn't that?
Well, because they were
If I was
together.
The only one who thought that, I'll shut up. But
I think you were the only one who thought that.
Really? No, it irked me too. It bumped for me. Even like, them talking on the phone, it felt like a little too long.
It's like phone sex. Like yeah. what are we doing here?
I was like, yeah, what are we trying to accomplish
it's
like a here?
900 number?
Yeah. It was just a little gay friendly. It's fine. What's the next?
I also think it was mean when Charlie yelled at that bird.
Yeah.
You don't yell at a bird.
What are you talking
Wait,
about?
When?
Charlie yells at a bird in the pilot, and Ashley is like, I didn't like it because he yelled at the bird because she likes animals.
Oh, the show within the show, which yes. is my second favorite TV show of all time.
Is the show within the show.
That pilot.
What's it called again?
I don't remember. Windward Circle? It was in Venice. What's your first
That's
favorite show?
That's an awesome name for a show, by the
Windward
way.
Windward Circle?
Yeah, I hope it's that.
I mean, I think they should have greenlit it.
Yeah.
What's your first favorite show?
I like Entourage.
Okay, yeah. No, me too. I already said that. E got Turtle a Rolex watch.
Oh, yeah, that was a super quick... That's, again, one of those details, like, blink and you miss it. But, yeah, he holds up a watch at the end at the bar.
Was right. that a Rolly?
It was a Rolly.
That's good.
Oh, and then... Oh, by the way, and I clipped this out.
Okay, you want to...
But, yeah.
Do you want the cord?
There was... Yeah.
Okay.
There was a classic...
Sorry, just one last time.
Okay. There was a classic, like... Because Johnny Drama has, like, these pearls of wisdom throughout the show... And one of the best ones was this one at the end.
You're really not going to get me a gift.
No, I'm really not. Because grown men shouldn't buy other grown men birthday gifts unless they're fucking.
That part, I almost walked out of the room because the implication there is that two guys can do that.
Yeah. Well, if they're fucking.
That sparked rage in me. And then I was very, very...
I know he was joking, but he was still like...
I was thrown for a loop because I knew in that moment that Vinny had gotten Turtle a gift. And I didn't know what to think because I saw my world crumbling.
Because even getting a gift is
You're
like...
You're shaking right now.
I'm so scared.
I think it's a bit of subtext because I believe that he says men don't do that unless they're fucking. And I think they might be fucking. I think
don't
drama
say that,
is.
Man.
Whoa, I think drama whoa, is whoa, trying to whoa. Get in with Turtle before E can, and they form Turtley. I think he wants it to be drama-y.
Turtley. Oh, that's right.
The coagulation.
Remember? Yes.
Yeah.
Instead, he wants to form drama-y.
Mm.
Which is cool because this show is a drama D.
Yes.
And drama has a D.
It does.
Johnny Drama does.
That's true.
And also, Turtle's going to get a D in his classes if he doesn't, like, he's got to, like,
so
study
true.
Hard and
so
focus.
True.
He has to sit down.
He like, has I'm to make afraid. A business plan.
Turtle gets the D, 104. Oh, so good.
Also,
good app.
What are the odds that, like, UCLA Extension's in open enrollment, like, right on his birthday? When is Turtle's birthday in this series?
420, baby.
It is 420. Everyone's birthday is 420. Yeah.
So maybe
coincidence.
Like it's a summer semester.
Well, he's doing non-matriculated summer school.
Non-coagulated. Yeah. So good. Guys, this show, you know, sometimes I feel like I just run out of things to say because it's like, yeah, this was great again. This part was awesome again.
It's like we're reviewing the Mona Lisa. Yeah.
Right. We can nitpick all we want, but at the end of the day, this show is Entourage.
That's true.
Yeah. And there's no better, I don't even want to say show, there's no better thing in the world.
If you believe that there is anything better in this episode, you can tweet at us. Again, that's at Entourage. But be noted, if you do tweet at us telling us a better show, we will block you. Do you want to do the fashion report?
Yeah.
Fuck the fashion.
Yeah. Okay. So, like, I liked how Johnny Drama was dressed like a bowler.
Yeah, that was great. I thought he was going to go bowling.
That was cool, because I like bowling.
I also noticed that when he hit E, he did, like a little bowling wind-up.
Yeah, that's, like, again, one of those details you have to watch the show for.
A lot.
You're not gonna
yeah,
get.
You have to watch
yeah.
the show a lot.
You have to see to believe. Yeah. What about Turtle's lavender sweater at the end?
With the Kangol hat.
So yeah. good.
Yeah,
so
the Kangol really cinches it, because yeah. who wears Kangols? Samuel L. Jackson.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Samuel E. Jackson. No, Samuel Turtle Jackson is what we call
yeah,
him.
Yeah, Turtley,
yeah.
yeah
Turtley,
took me a while, but
yeah.
I got there.
Turtley. And then, I mean, I mean, Ari was wearing a suit. That was great.
Yeah.
Vinny looked really chill. He had kind of like an opened up sweater. Yes. You know?
Yeah.
He was wearing
a hoodie, but pretty loose, pretty wide.
Yeah.
It's good to do that.
Black patent shoes.
I'm not gay, but Vinny's definitely hot.
No, yeah, we all know he's hot.
Wait, what?
He's hot.
Wait, shut up. What?
I said Vinny's hot, but I'm not gay.
What did you say before that?
I'm not gay.
Okay, now you sound defensive.
Okay. Well, I'm just saying Vinny's hot.
But Vinny's hot.
Vinny's hot.
Like hot how?
Hot, like he's sexy.
What do you mean? Like a clown is hot?
Like a girl is hot?
Yeah, like a girl is hot.
But he's a guy.
Yeah, but I'm not gay. I'm just saying that, like, objectively speaking, he's like a hot guy.
So what do you want to, like, kiss him?
No, I wouldn't mind kissing him, but I'm not.
You wouldn't mind?
I'm not saying, I'm not writing it off.
Just keep. What's the next thing?
Sorry.
Girl that won't leave the house has got a shirt.
No pants.
It's like milk, no cookies.
Mm-hmm.
What's the point?
Yeah.
I mean, I love cookies, and I can give or take milk, but you ain't gonna have both. Give me just the cookies.
But you do really like to have milk with them.
I don't really like milk. I really don't like milk.
But you said you can give or take milk.
I just like milk.
But you said you can give or take milk, so is an option.
What I said was, if you're not going to get both, that's fine.
So then it's not give or take. I
prefer cookies.
It's just give.
We're spending way too much time on this.
No, I want to.
What I said was, I like cookies.
Yes.
I think we're splitting cookies here, fellas.
Yeah. I really love milk, too. I just don't. I'm like catching myself.
This is more embarrassing than when he said Vinny was hot.
Yeah.
I didn't say that.
I mean, we got it recorded.
All right.
That was a mirror.
Tweet
at
Jake.
Again, that's at Entourage Entourage. We share an account.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we combine our accounts for this episode.
Yeah. Should we close out the fashion report?
Yeah.
Fuck.
Fashion.
So we got to do our episode MVP, which is, of course, when we go around and say who the most valuable player of this episode. Kevin, you start.
No, I think Jake should start.
All right, Jake, you start.
It is undisputable. This episode had a pivotal character. Wouldn't you guys like to know? On to you.
All right. I don't think there was an MVP of this episode. I do think there was an MVT.
Most valuable.
Turtle.
Oh, yeah.
That's right. Eric Murphy wins my MVT award.
E is the most valuable turtle.
He sure is. Name one more valuable turtle.
Turtle.
Okay, well, that's cheating. Like, if I say most valuable player, I don't say player.
Yeah, that's true. Unless it's Scott Player, the 1993 right. Punter for the Arizona
Cardinals. Or if it's the 1992 Robert Altman movie, The Player.
Right, but it's not a candidate.
Do you think Hate the Player, Hate the Game is about David Fincher and Robert Altman movies?
Yes.
Okay. Great.
You ask that at the end of every episode, and I say the same thing.
I know.
So yes.
Who's your MVP?
Yeah,
or in my case, the MVT.
MVT is Turtle, and MVP I think is gotta give it to the heart of the episode, which is Ari's son.
Mm, interesting.
Yeah,
I'm gonna go back to Jake because I feel like you didn't really answer.
Didn't I? I said.
You said you wanted to delay. You wanted to wait until you said. Okay.
I wanted to wait till I heard what everybody else said. And you said who?
I said E.
And I'm gonna. Say, Lloyd.
Yeah.
So who?
Dude, that was spot on, man.
Thank you, Lloyd.
Is Lloyd your answer?
Lloyd is the answer. And an episode that was very, very heavy with emotion.
We
and
got a Lloyd boy.
Johnny drama. I needed my comical relief, and I think Lloyd came and offered that.
Oh yeah.
You know, Lloyd is
Asian. It's fine.
Beyond that, you realize that Lloyd.
You don't have to point out every time a character is short. There are a lot of short characters.
Not as short.
Jeremy Piven's kind of short too.
But he's I don't know.
Talking about height.
His hair. His, what is it?
Wait, do you think Lloyd is short? Because it's kind of ambiguous.
Yeah, no, he's definitely...
Like, and I know Doug said some of the characters on Entourage are short, but he didn't want to say who.
Mm-hmm. I don't... Unless they say a character is short, I don't think it's fine. I don't like discussing whether or not characters are short. If it's not written, then what does it matter?
Lloyd is gay, you guys. Lloyd is gay.
No, yeah, we know. Except he's short, too.
We love
too.
That. Yeah, it's hilarious.
It's a thing we like about him. However...
Because Piven makes fun of him for it. Didn't you notice?
Yeah.
Again, we're talking about his shortness.
His height. Yeah. Yes. All right.
That is a problem for me.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. I think either make it a strong part of the character or don't mention
right,
it.
But it's this weird in-between.
Yeah.
Oh,
this
man.
Show does not do subtext very well.
Wait, who is your MVP, Danny?
Oh, Stevie?
Mine too.
Van Zant?
No, yes. Van Zant. No, at the end of the episode, they are at the bar, and he goes, hey, Stevie, can we get a bottle of wine? And Stevie, black character, goes, you got it, Vince.
Oh, yeah, that dude was awesome. Cool. He was really cool because he was helping Mount Vince. Mm-hmm. Like, he got what the heart of Entourage is, which is, like, serving your bros.
That's the seventh thing you said, heart of Entourage.
He didn't say that was the heart of Entourage. He knows he's hearkening to what the heart is. Yeah. He didn't say that moment
which
was
I
the
said
heart.
Previously.
Yeah.
You also said it was Ari's son at one point.
That is the heart.
Yeah.
All right.
What did he ever say anything that conflicted that?
Yeah, he said Ashley was the heart.
Well, Ashley is the heart.
That is the heart of the show.
So what the... all right. Fine. Never
I
mind.
Don't understand what you're not getting.
You're saying a lot of shit is the heart, and usually there's only one.
I feel like he's been pretty unambiguous.
Consistent.
There's not been any mixed messages
at all. I'm not saying
it's
ambiguous.
I've been about as consistent as Hillary Clinton's been in the press.
Yeah.
Like on her...
I mean, sorry, is she for the 1% or is she the 1%? Yeah.
That's why I love this dude's jokes. He is the heart of this show.
Yeah, you are the heart.
Yeah.
No, hold your... No, guys, stop. Stop. Stop.
You're the real MVP.
Oh, man. Is it time to rate the episode,
I think
bro?
It's time to rate the episode.
Okay. Now we all go around. We go around a circle and then we rate it. Something out of 10 somethings from the episode.
Now it is courtesy to let the person to my left start. Jacob.
Damn, Jake. 10, what, 0 to 10?
Yes.
From 0 to 10.
This one's easy. Because honestly, I've never given an Entourage an episode. Onto you, buddy.
What'd you give it?
10. Yeah, what number was that?
What?
10.
Okay.
10 what?
10 being the highest or the lowest.
Right, but 10 out of 10 what? Like, you gotta take
like
something from the
star.
Episode.
10 stars.
Like, sometimes I say 10 boobs out of 10.
Oh, 10 pairs of boobs?
No, 10 boobs.
Like, so...
Five
pairs?
Sure, boobs. Yeah.
I'll give this episode 10 Ferraris.
Vroom!
Oh, man.
Amir.
All right, let's say the metric system is 0 through 10 juicy,
just
smooth, in. Red, plump little nuts.
Awesome.
Oh, I'm going to give this episode 2 firm, plump,
what?
Juicy...
So
wet,
you didn't
little
like it?
Red nuts. I loved it.
Wait, so that's 2 out of 2.
2 out of 2.
Okay.
Oh, 2 out of 2. Okay.
Maximum nuts. The perfect amount you can have.
2 little plump. Sorry, don't interrupt me. Red little juicy firm little nuts.
Why do you keep calling them little?
What, Emma, are you done now?
Yeah.
Okay.
I was done, but I didn't want to add that they were plump.
I'm giving it 10 out of 10 white. agents referencing Malcolm X.
Yes.
For business purposes.
Yeah.
It's just so good. It's the 69th episode, and it's just one where you can tell, like, everyone just brought their A game and just made it something. It felt like a gift to the fans and the people who stuck with it for a long time.
Because it was.
Yeah. And all the detail, they just got everything right.
Right.
Loved it.
I'm going to go a little bit off the rails here. I'm gonna say 9.
Shit.
I know. The 9 out of 10 coagulations. It's just usually this show does a thing where they'll have like at most 3 women at any time, and they're all dating someone. So I was a little, I was a little upset because they had Turtle's mom, and she was getting her hair done, and she didn't serve Turtle. She was actually very mean to Turtle.
Yeah,
and I don't like that.
Right.
No one's
said
mean to
I love
my Turtle,
but it wasn't quite enough.
You can't say it at the end. You got to say it at the beginning.
There was the Ashley girl who had sex with E, and that was good. And
that's good.
JLS.
Why was she still there?
Hey. Dude, she wouldn't. I don't know. But JLS gave Turtle a car, so that served a good purpose. And then there was that the executive who told E no.
And that bummed me out because it's like.
Who is she to say?
What are you
that
doing?
What's the patriarchy here?
Mm-hmm.
Come on. Anyway, it just felt like weirdly progressive and
but not in a good way.
Yeah, right.
When is it ever?
Exactly.
Well.
Oh, man. Guys, Jake, Amir, thank you so much for joining us in the Entourage Entourage.
Dudes, thank you so much for
having
us.
Plug your stuff, plug what you got coming up, and then plug something you're enjoying in the bro life and bro culture.
Yeah.
Man, you guys. I write Entourage fan fiction.
Okay.
What's your username?
My username is Turtly Coagulate.
Great.
And there's
some
stuff.
You find it on the subreddit. Yeah.
Yeah, you find it on the subreddit.
Right. How do you spell that?
turtlecoagulate.tumblr.com.
Great. Amir?
I'm Amir Bloom on Snapchat.
Great.
Cool.
I've been live streaming this entire fucking thing. So
dude,
if you want some hot behind the scenes pictures, videos, filters, and action.
What are you?
Follow me.
All right.
All right. You can find me at Kevin T. Porter everywhere. And I want to plug We Are Your Friends, that Zac Efron movie where he's a DJ. And it's about how hard it is to be a white DJ in the San Fernando Valley.
It's real difficult.
It is tough.
But it watching it, I was like, this understands like the true essence of what Entourage is. What's another way I could say that? Like the true... It gets at like the soul of the show.
It really does.
So We Are Your Friends, 10 out of 10 DJs, love it.
I feel like Zac Efron is the heart of that show or that movie.
So good. Yeah, totally.
Just to put it a different way.
Yeah, oh my gosh.
You can find me at Adam Baldwin on Twitter, and I just deleted my Instagram. They didn't like that I was posting pictures of my nudes of my ex on there, so I got banned for that. But I'm going to try and find a place to upload them.
You
got to
just do Twitter.
I could, but I'm worried they'll delete my account on Twitter too. I don't know if, you know, if I lose my girl.
Your account's been deleted?
Well, my Instagram, this is the second time my Instagram has been deleted. The first time it was deleted was when I leaked the nude photos of the celebrities.
That was that. You?
Yes, and I'm legally required. Look, I mean, thank you for the high five, but I'm legally required by law to say that I regret my actions and I do not condone what I did.
He's air quoting.
Maybe I am. They'll never know. This is a podcast. I was air quoting.
Oh,
and then my plug for this week, I would like to plug Tomb Raider 2, the movie. Tomb Raider, the Cradle of Life.
Oh, yeah.
There is about an hour and 2 minutes in where Angelina Jolie is taking a shower and you see like a little bit of underboob.
That's really hot. By the way, I didn't know we were actually plugging anything. I'm Jake DeMann on Snapchat.
Oh, okay.
D-A. Oh, wait, no, it's Jake DeMann 85.
Oh, we gotta go.
Hey, wait, Jake DeMann 85. Jake DeMann 85. My bro thing is Batman vs. Superman. I haven't seen it yet, but I heard it's really, really dope.
You want to go to the midnight screening tomorrow?
Hell yeah.
Cool, let's do it.
You want to dress up as Batman or Superman?
I'm dressing up as Superman.
Zach Me too. Braff.
Fucking fool. I'm not dressing up as the black one.
He's no Superman.
Right. Oh, from Scrubs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, all right, guys. Well, thanks for joining us. And, of course, we end every episode by giving our best oh, yeah to the theme song.
That is right.
Let's do it.
Let's hit that theme. Sing along if y'all know it.
Happy day, everybody.
Oh, I came in too early. Sorry, I do that sometimes.
Here we go.
That was another reason that she, in fact, left me.
Yeah.
Sorry?
We're singing the song now.
Oh. I'm okay. You have that effect on me. But I need you desperately. You know I need you desperately. Here it comes. You guys ready?
Here we go.
Oh, yeah. Celeste, I miss you so much. Call me, please.
'Yeah, but anyway, women aren't funny, and so it's weird that Ashley would oh, I got an idea. Here's how you make it better.
Yeah. Just keep your pants off, you little bitch.
sidebar. I'm very worried about this episode. Should we just end it there? Should we just end it there? Should that be how we end this April Fool's prank? Oh boy.
Oh boy.
Woo.
What should we do?
How do you walk it back from that? You don't.
I just cut that out.
It's not like when we were doing this homo thing. I was like, I don't. It's all very funny, but I feel like some people be like, get the joke, but still.
It's a really fine line. It's well, we should just leave this part in too.
Oh yeah, then it shows that we're at least intelligent enough to consider the ramifications.
And then still release it.
Yeah.
So if you've started to write an angry tweet now.
Yeah, just know we're on your side. So who are you mad at?
Oh, I can put that at the end.
What? What all of this? Happen? Yes. Okay. I don't even know where.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.